All right, what's up, you guys? It's another unhinged episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I'm your host, Patrick Cloud, and I got some buddies with me today. Out gerbiling in Europe.
Gerbiling?
Last time he said he was at GerbilCon.
He's out in London eating poutine with wood chips. So I got my buddies. I got Roxy Reynolds and Ice Spice.
Oh, yeah, yo.
What's going on, y'all?
Yo, wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo.
Look up all of her videos.
Hey, yo.
I mean, yes.
At the public library.
Yes, in a quiet area on a plane. But appreciate y'all for hanging out, man. So, you know, to here be out of town, leaving me all by my lonesome. So keeps me from just doing a straight up Twitch stream where I'm talking to myself.
You know what's funny? As you say Ice Spice, she's kind of like fucked it up for me because like when I be like, oh, add me on Instagram, and then they put in Ice, and now she put she's before me. Like usually when you put up Ice,
and they
I'm
be like, was your afro
one
red at one point?
Yeah, and then
you
she got
fine
a fro
as hell.
Too. I was like,
dog,
you
was
fine
back
hell.
In the day.
You was fine as hell.
I'd be so like, because I used to be like one of the top three people that come, 3 to 5 people that come up
with Ice?
when you put in
what
Ice.
What was it before Ice Spice?
It was like
Ice Box, the jewelry store,
probably Ice Cube.
Why did I say
Ice Box before Ice Cube?
Yeah,
Ice Cube and Ice T are holding down the ices.
Yeah,
I can't think of.
And then it was like I was like that 4 to 5.
That's cool.
Right there, and then
I'm getting my ass ice, whooped then, in the Patrick.
The Patricks?
Oh, yeah, the Patricks.
Yeah, Stewart, Patrick. Wait.
Stewart? Okay. I'd like to say I come up before Stewart.
Patrick Stewart?
On social media?
Nah. Yeah. He's watching you.
His old ass is not active on... Very clearly, way bigger.
Let's do it right now. I'm going to check
very
right
clearly
now.
Way bigger.
Let me see.
If he comes Roxy up, Reynolds is watching me, too. Like, I'm getting
Patrick
watched.
Mahomes is whooping me.
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Starr is killing me.
Patrick Mahomes, I think it's just because we got so many mutuals and stuff like that, and I already. You
oh, that's
know,
why right? you're giving it
that's
to me?
Probably, that's probably. No, why just why you come up first right here. I would just say,
come
I mean.
On. No, I mean, I know Patrick Stewart is insanely bigger. I'm just, I don't
as
think he knows how to,
media,
I don't think
like,
he knows
I got
how to work
more
an iPhone.
Videos.
I mean, he drove a fucking ship. So I think he would.
He knows a phone.
I think a phone is the least
funny.
Of his worries.
The hell is this Patrick Stewart? Yeah, I don't think he has it.
He might not even have it.
Patrick Swayze? Does he have
it?
He did.
Is he?
Are you serious? Yes.
Come on.
He's been
let me,
dead.
Please let me come up before a dead guy.
Are you being serious right
when
now?
When did he die?
Look it up. Okay, yeah, I got it.
What year was
nah,
this?
Nah, this like your fourth or fifth time.
Fourth or fifth time. Who
Yo,
else
he
did
didn't
I
know that
it?
China was dead, y'all. The wrestler. He didn't know that China. See, look at her face. He didn't know that China was dead. It's been like 4 or 5 people out of me. Like, oh
China,
yeah.
So that wasn't a joke. She really died.
Yes.
Who?
Black China, the wrestler. Not Black,
Black China.
China.
No, Black China is still
the
alive.
China, the wrestler, the swole one.
China dead?
Oh my
that's
god!
What I'm saying.
Yes,
that's
she's
what I'm
been,
saying.
She's been dead for like 6-7 years at this
no,
point.
No, for what? What happened
How'd
to
she
her?
Die? I think she overdosed. No,
on steroids.
No.
I didn't know she took drugs. I knew she took steroids. Okay, it's not. Cover your
no.
face bad.
This levels of bad. It's like.
Hey, y'all remember when she dropped a porn? It was called like One Night China?
With X-Pac?
That's what it was. Was it with X-Pac?
Yeah.
No way.
No,
because they were dating. Yes,
but it wasn't
yes,
with
was.
X-Pac.
So wait, he went like this sucking and she really did?
They did because he released it.
That was the only because
it was
real
a big
sucking.
Thing. See, y'all don't be reading her books and y'all don't be watching
X-Pac
enough.
X-Pac this whole
said
time?
She did yeah. it.
Y'all don't be watching VH1. Y'all remember Surreal Life because she was on Surreal Life and she
was
talking about.
What was her addiction?
No, that's another. That's the rehab. So Real Life is when they had all them celebrities come live in that house.
Oh, because
they had like the dude from
I'm thinking
Brady
True
Bunch
Life.
And stuff. Yeah, that's not an addiction either.
But it's like True Life. I have Tourette's. Like that.
How'd you dance with? Are you looking at when China died?
Yeah, damn, she's strong.
She was buff.
She was 2016.
Yeah, I told
you
said
you,
like,
5, 6 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I know death.
She was.
Damn,
that's wild.
All right, Grim Reaper. She you talking about me because I got a Jason fucking shirt
all
on.
Black.
Damn.
She was. So, don't
she
treat
was,
me like a woman.
You just, think how tall was she?
Treat me like 5'2". Set really?
Too tall.
No, she was pretty short. She was like 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah, they tried to do the same thing they did with Paris because her name was a place. One Night in Paris.
One Night in China.
I remember that porno drop. I was like, I don't want to see that.
Whack. And all honestly, both of them were whack.
Yeah.
China and in Paris was
you watched
garbage.
Both of them?
Yes. Per lip. Yes. Not of course.
He was like, I'm going all around the world tonight. go to Paris. Let him go to China.
Yeah, yeah, nasty little boy.
Did you say been around the world? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I came from my baby. Yeah, he's just in there. You're sick.
No, that is crazy. I didn't see the Paris one either. But
I don't think that was like. Wasn't it night vision? It had some night
vision. Yeah, you're nasty. Why do you remember that?
No, it wasn't night vision.
Who was she, fucking Sam Fisher?
Yeah. Turn a damn light on. Night vision implies you weren't supposed to be recording.
Yeah.
The nigga was in there like Splinter Cell. Like
nasty.
A Siphon filter. That's crazy.
That Siphon filter, that's hilarious.
I want to say that there were no legit. That's crazy you even got that.
That's hilarious. One of the first games to have like a shield first, and then like once the shield is broken, you have no health. That was like one of the first games to do that.
What that mean?
You know, like when you play like Halo, or you have a shield. It's your first level bar health is a shield, and then once you go through the shield, you practically don't really. Your health is garbage.
Oh, it's
like,
just a one shot thing.
It's like a one shot thing.
I thought that was his body armor.
Yeah, that, I mean the same. It's just like that, but they was one
Hella
of the first
games did
game.
That, didn't they?
No, not. I mean, Siphon Field was the first time I saw it, and
before
I was like, "Yo,
then?
This is crazy! You
did
got
you,
two.
Did you talk like that as a child?
Hey, yo, this is crazy, man. Hey, GameStop, take this back. This is crazy.
They ain't taking your idea. No, that's a
little grown cigarette.
little cigarette,
kid.
Little Newport.
Little Newport. Little Newport, baby.
It's nasty.
I don't know, Daddy-O, what's going on with this?
Am I talking like that? I'm a whole vernacular shit.
Spinning a pocket watch. Hey, Daddy-O, there's something wrong with this PlayStation 1 port. I brought in 52 games. Y'all gave me 7 cents, son. You need to run that shit back.
Oh, my bad.
What was I wearing then, talking like that?
Zoot suit?
With the shoulders all the way out to here? And a huge, like, cartoon cigar. Hey,
a big ass hat.
Something's going on with this shield system in this game. I prefer the old Pac-Man name I play myself.
Ignorant.
That was hilarious. I don't even know why. Oh, yeah. Night vision in a porno.
That's wild.
Oh,
that took a turn.
Yeah, that makes
crying weird. Took a turn.
That makes sense. That's a weird way to film.
Oh, God.
All right, we got all the cameras set up. Just turn all the lights off. We don't want anybody to see anything.
The fucking lights and gaffers sitting there like, bro, what like, am I here for? Yeah. Like,
feel it with your body.
The whole point wasn't the amazing sex. It was like, oh, I think that's Paris Hilton. Yeah, let's make them guess.
It's like, who direction call was that like, all right. But night vision, no.
Genius.
What if we did black and white? Like, why? No one is trying to go for like any artistic value
it's
here.
It's the elegance.
We want
put boobies. Sepia on there.
Put light on the boobies. That's what we're trying
to
do.
Oh, my God.
What was the actual like celebrity porn tape that was worth it? Because everyone knows Kim Kardashian was mid. Yeah. Kim Kardashian was like an Instagram story.
It was terrible. Yeah.
It was like sex, and then they were on vacation.
They were doing
like,
vacations.
Then they were having
dinner.
Just
like, from the back,
no
and then was just like, yeah.
It's all the parts we don't want.
Yeah.
They're holding hands and having dinner.
Saw half a nipple. It was like, take your whole bra.
Skip. They're terrible.
I don't know. I don't think that there was a celebrity one.
I used to sell a lot of porn in college. No,
your porn?
I used to. No, not mine. No, I used to
you
have.
You was the first
like,
OnlyFans?
You were them niggas in the barbershop?
Yes.
With
that
DVDs?
Was me. That
written
was
on
me. I would have it in my backpack in college. And so I used to flip a lot. Like, nobody was asking for the celebrity porn. They
what
was always
the,
like.
What was the hot booty talk?
Booty talk? Booty talk?
Booty
like
talk.
Like 64.
They
like,
got a lot
like,
of booty
yeah,
talk.
It's a lot of booty
at some
talk.
Some point, they're like,
all
hey, let's
the
reset.
Booty talks?
I haven't
how
watched
many,
none
if there's
of them.
100 of them, how many think you've
are
seen?
Are there sagas? Do they sell them like 20 to 30?
Booty
the BCU? The BTU?
The
BCU?
The booty cinematic universe? It's like nerds that know all of them. All right, it kind of fell off around 75.
Yeah.
Then they went back. It was never the same.
Like, let Roxy Reynolds live, man. It's just like, once she left, and all like,
yeah.
Like all Roxy Reynolds was the fucking Iron Man.
Yeah.
Once they got old.
The next saga just wasn't the same. They tried to bring in somebody else.
Phase 4 BC.
Phase 4 of booty talk?
Phase 4 of booty talk. I don't like, the actors weren't there. The green screen wasn't great.
They went back to the night vision.
They brought in night vision.
Yeah, they liked the CGI.
Nasty. Hate it. But yeah, I can't think of any celebrity sex tape where it was like the porn itself was good.
Unless the porn stars themselves were celebrities. Yeah. Like Superhead.
Superhead.
Mr. Marcus.
Yeah.
Mr. Marcus.
Who was that nasty dude that be having them socks on? Brian Pumper.
That's a nasty man.
You know what's funny? Some parts of porn kind of take me out of it because it was a Brian Pumper one. And I guess the storyline was that he was a drug dealer. But he was touching crack with his hands, bare hands. And I'm like,
what?
I know this is
in the porn story or in real life?
In the porn story. In the porn story, his drug, like, somebody owed him money. The girl owed him money, and she paid him back through sex. But when she walked in...
He was touching
raw crack with his hands.
I'm more concerned with the fact that you were concerned with this. You were just like,
I was watching, I was
this
like,
is non-canonical.
The drug trafficking part isn't, it's not realistic.
I didn't even watch the rest of it. I said, yo, this is bullshit. Yeah,
I don't think this crack deal is real.
I'm out.
I don't even think the crack is real.
This is.
So wait, do you guys think that porn storyline should make a comeback? Because it's like,
I have a show.
A lot of emotions.
Yeah, I have
this.
A show called Bonfire Stories that you've been on and you guys both been on.
Great show.
Both great stories for both of you guys. But one of the things my host and I, Keenan, talked about is he is really into Twitter porn. I guess that's a big thing, and I'm behind the curve. I don't know nothing about Twitter porn.
Cool.
But he was just like, the main attraction of Twitter porn is they get right to it. It's fucking 2 to 3 minutes. You already
not
the
nodding. I just looked up and was like,
yeah. They get straight to it, and I didn't know. But I'm like, I kind of want the storyline a little bit. I was like, I watched, you know,
so
on
it's like
website.
I didn't know what I had until I lost it.
I want to see the pizza man come and that's be like, funny. Oh, well, you ordered 5 deep dishes, but I guess you can't pay for them. So.
All right, well, since we're already so far in, it's embarrassing. We're already like getting into our habits. Let's keep going. I think that. It was cut off for a long time, and then it was brought back by a company called Blacked. I said that like that was our advertisement.
Yeah, I was like,
that's a pretty dope segue.
That's
my plan all along.
Yeah. Today's sponsor is Backshots and BBC. It's crazy. Blacked is a company. First of all, they go like super high production value. It's like they use red cameras.
Yeah, they go crazy.
But they do like modern setups. For the porn. It's not like how it used to be like, oh, I'm a cable guy coming at 6 p.m. You need your box fixed. It's like, it's just like girl after the club, like, I'm horny. I'm going to call this guy. And it'll be like four or 5 minutes before they have sex. But I feel like it was started by a traditalist who used to watch it back in the day.
We got to bring
it back to the fundamentals.
Make porn great again. We were a proper country. That's funny. I have a homegirl that she's a producer for. She works for Blacked.
For Blacked?
She's not as a porn star. She just actually produces. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do these like girls be talking about? Like, you talk to them and it's like they actually like that shit. Like, this isn't like one of the, like having sex, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
this is something that they want to do with their life. They don't feel like that's like they have sex so much there's like this is my shit. And then the dudes, there's like the dudes, they like it too, but there's only like a finite amount of them that can actually make a living off of it. Like,
because it's easier to get a guy that want to have sex.
And a lot of the dudes have spray on six packs. She was like, they can tell. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Because their arms be flim flam. I'm like, that's not real. I know, bubby ass body. That's not.
I don't have the confidence to be midway through and be hitting it, and my shit's melting off. Your six pack is melting off. I would never live that down. That would be the last scene from me. They'd be like, oh, there go melty packs.
Melty packs?
Melty packs pack. That's a lot. You know what's so funny? I have a couple friends that do porn, and they were telling me that basically like what you were saying.
They do the fucking.
They do the porn.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is.
Why did you say it like that?
They do the fucking. Girls have a whole different like career than men. Like girls, it's just like you have to have some type of angle. That's why Mia Khalifa blew up, because she was from a very like sexually deprived part of the world. Mm. So her having sex with the turban on, made so many people upset. But like behind closed doors, a lot of people were like, oh, yeah. Okay. So it was like this crazy like. it was big because it was wrong, but all the people who were like, like all the politicians who were like, no, she's the devil, were for sure subscribing.
Oh, so, they knew it,
so it's like, it comes from a different spot, but with dudes, it's like, if you have a huge dick or a weird look, you good.
Yeah.
But also, like, most people are not tuning in for the dude, so it's so cutthroat. So the funniest thing that I heard was, like, it'll be, like, a scene with more than one dude, and the dudes will be trying to get in each other's head to throw each other off.
And, like,
competitive fucking.
Literally, like, you in a gangbang or something, and somebody whisper, like some wild shit to make you go soft.
Oh, man.
Or to make you not do as well, like, hey, you musty nigga. So I don't remember the example.
That's
I don't want to.
So like, I wonder who's
example.
Like the LeBron of that shit. It's like, came in with five dudes. At the end of it, it was just me. They wasn't ready.
Well, I mean, I don't know if they're getting fired on set. But if
like,
they
get out of there, get out of there.
If you get in each other's head with like basketball style shit talking, like you can't, you can never see me, nigga. And then you're like, the director might be like, all right, you step out to the side. You're like just with a soft dick. No, my dreams.
My dreams.
Survivor, but for porn.
Right. Naked and Afraid. That's a real Naked and Afraid.
That's the real. That's the HBO version.
Hilarious.
It's wobbly. That's crazy.
Yeah, apparently, it's very cut shaft.
I heard that. Wow.
Yeah, come on. It's on the spot stuff, guys.
You know that a lot of dudes that are straight, they have to do bisexual porn in order to really make
which
money.
Which is wild.
Yeah, or gay
wild.
Porn, or just straight gay.
So that means
or
you got like gay, you got like a pay cap until you suck a little dick.
Until you suck, it's like either. Yeah. I heard it's like a huge jump. It's like 50K for just straight sex, and then 500,000.
Damn,
it's great.
10 times.
Well, because the top watch porn is gay porn. It's like
really,
gay, lesbian, lesbian, gay, and now trans porn is the top.
You know what? That's funny too, because now when you go to the sites, it has it like you can't even get on the site without picking it. And I guess that's crazy.
Hey, lesbian porn is way better. Just be honest.
You say what?
Lesbian porn is way better
than what?
Than straight porn.
No way. It can't be.
Oh, no. Because they're nicer. Like, sometimes when I'm watching straight porn, I'm like, I don't think she likes it. Like,
that
I don't think
true. That takes me out of the
tube.
Yeah,
when she just
when
like,
she's looking like she's
struggling. Yeah, I'm like, she's not having fun.
I turn it off because that's like, that's too close to.
Lesbian porn,
they
be having
a
great time.
The rope shit.
Yeah, BDSM.
Ooh, I love the rope. The one where they be just like tied up like a damn Renaissance torture.
Anything that just alludes to weird shit where it's just like, she's barely 18.
Oh, yeah,
that's
nasty. Why do they?
Yeah,
it'd be like, you're 18 early.
Yeah,
18 is fine.
Yeah, like,
it's legal.
She just turned yesterday. Like, I don't know.
Even if it's somebody I know, I've seen her do a MILF fucking video. I'm still not gonna watch it because just the title. The title be taking me out. It's like, this is my stepsister. Wants to
That's a whole different category. If we're just talking about
Those are
age,
two levels. That's true too. Yeah.
Age is wild because they don't just say legal. They say
barely.
Which is like, you're either legal or you're not.
It's like at her birthday party.
Yeah, I was
like,
just gonna say
like,
that.
They're waiting to midnight and it's like, it's 11:58.
That's porn for pedophiles that can get away with it.
Yeah,
because
it's
like,
and then they do it and it's like, oh, looks like we have at the wrong clock. It was really 11:30.
That's for pedophiles
like,
that don't have
right.
You've heard that before?
What?
We've had the wrong clock?
No, I haven't. That's
a weird loophole. She's legal in
America.
Like
what they're talking about with drinking, like it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
what time is it here? 7 a.m. Yeah. Put that down.
Yeah. Put that down. His dick is like,
you almost
that's
got
insane.
Me.
It's just a weird thing to clarify because you could just be like, I'm 18, I'm good to go, but just like barely though.
Barely, yeah. Just like,
so
right.
It's almost like
you'd be about to fucking be like, barely. all right, I'm a
which
leave.
Is like weird. Are there pedophiles that are so true to it? They're like 6 months in.
Nah,
I've definitely
you've been 18
had
for 6 months.
A pedophile get mad at me because I was an adult. Like he thought I was in high school.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like pedophiles are weird. And,
how old were you at the time?
I was 20, like 5 or 6. Like I was a grown woman.
Oh, so you're way past that.
Yeah,
past
and I just you know I just be looking childish.
Yeah, because so face round.
That's funny. Yeah. Children do have round faces.
Who's zoom in?
Yeah, you got them anime faces.
Yeah, and this is 34-year-old face. So 24. I swear to God, I'll beat your ass in the studio.
Damn, is that the Kevin Hart?
Yeah, I'll beat your ass in the studio. But yeah, he had, I got a joke about this, but I was at the bookstore and I was working out, so I had like high socks and all this other stuff. And he was like, oh, you getting ready for your volleyball game? And I was he's like, oh, your school play over here or something like that? And I was like,
yeah, he got to work on this.
Crazy. Yeah, I was like,
you can't be a pedophile out the gate. Like, oh, what are you doing? Doing something for your elementary.
The pro pedophiles are looking at him like, rookie.
Yeah, he's into it. You creep.
What are you doing? I'm like, sir, I'm a grown woman.
Your
and he was like,
volleyball game practice uniform?
Yeah. Fuck you.
That was very
disgusting. He was disgusted.
He was disgusted and walked away.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I'm an adult.
You should have beat his ass. He just watched some
barely legal porn.
He's like,
you're 6 years removed from 18. Disgusting.
That's overly legal. Like, I want it barely.
Even the schoolgirl.
I want it barely.
The schoolgirl fetish is like, what are you really saying?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, can you dress up?
That's true
because
they only dress like that in high school. Like, colleges don't dress like this.
No, of course not.
Are you pulling up to college
with a uniform? We all doing this, right?
Hey, this bitch weird.
Any person that come to college with their uniform on still knees their ass whooped.
Well, like,
that's just probably just homeschooled.
Yeah.
They don't really know.
If you have a uniform at homeschool, that's crazy.
Yeah, your parents are like
your parents are psychos.
We got you
at the kitchen table and they're like, go put on your uniform.
Pull up that tie.
Man,
for dinner? You got a homeschooled uniform?
Reese's had to be like either really dope or really trash for homeschool.
You watch the TV all day.
Yeah, or you just playing with your dad. Like, throwing a ball around with your... That's, man.
Homeschool, yeah. At the crib, you just go to your room.
That's it, yeah.
Play those board games.
How are you online at noon? And it's just like, oh, well, I'm on recess, guys.
That's basically saying, like, that's signing your kid up to be weird. Low key.
Have y'all ever, like, interacted or had friends that are homeschooled?
Yeah, they'd be weird.
Yeah, they were socially awkward.
Yeah, very socially awkward.
Because you've been talking to adults all day.
Yeah.
That's true. But I mean, you could always tell when somebody, like, when a kid wasn't thrown into public school. Because we all had that weird phase where we were like, God damn, there's a lot of kids around here. I don't know anybody.
That's funny.
And then you got to get through it. It's almost like somebody who's only been in solitary confinement going out to the yard.
Yeah. they're like,
where you been?
I've been in the hole for 10 years.
We've been all doing this prison shit together. I ain't never seen you.
I ain't never seen you.
Just like, wide eyed shit.
It's
like,
bright as hell.
Why is it like the sun?
You ain't never seen the sun before. Why is it so bright out here?
I remember Shia LaBeouf went to my middle school for like a week.
Mm.
And I could tell his, because we already knew
was
who he
famous
was.
Then?
He was from Even Stevens, so we knew. But I think he like, tried our school for a little bit.
Ilana.
And after, like, I swear, like, I don't remember him being there more than 2 weeks. His parents was like, absolutely not. He probably saw his first fight.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like...
Somebody getting socked out in the bathroom?
a public fight in lunch, and he probably looked at a bunch of people who were just like, yeah, this happens. Mm. He was like, no. Transformers. Transformers.
I told you not to come around here messing with these people. You want some too, old man?
No.
Man, that's crazy.
I was like, damn.
Did you talk to him at all?
No. We just saw him around.
Was this before Holes?
This couldn't have been. This had to be after Holes, which is funny.
Oh, so he was hot.
That was probably his closest experience to public school was Holes. A prison digging holes. Even if it was fake, he was probably like, that was probably like the closest
thing. He called Cleo and was just like, hey man, I saw one of you.
Which cell block are you in? Which cell are you in? I'm not going to that school.
I saw one of you.
Exterior, nicer neighborhood. Wow, this is a nice neighborhood.
I think someone's at the door.
I'll go get it.
Okay.
Paper thin door. I heard all that.
Hey, man, what do you want?
Oh, hi, aggressively voiced local. What's going on? Oh, are you here too?
Yeah.
Are you by yourself?
This is my wife.
Oh, hi.
Meg.
How you guys doing?
Adequate. How about yourself?
Adequate. Yeah. All right. I've been to three houses. Haven't heard that answer yet. Yeah. How's y'all underwear life? Like, what's going on with y'all underwear? Y'all got good draws?
I wear big suits.
No underwear.
No drawers.
Yeah, he likes to not wear underwear a lot. I told him, like, it's too much. There's a lot of chafing going on. I've had to cream his legs with the, hydrocortisone cream. Not that kind. This is a PG ad.
Wearing
but yeah, it's a, lot
a
going
suit
on.
With no drawers is devious.
It's a zoot suit,
so
too.
So maybe I can help you guys out. Have y'all ever heard of MeUndies?
No, tell us more about them.
MeUndies.
Like yours or mine?
Like yours. Ours? Depending on who says it. You know what I'm saying? It could be everyone's undies. All right. I'm gonna give y'all a little challenge because I feel like you guys could use some more romance in your life.
We
can tell by your voices.
Yeah.
Hey.
What if I told you you can cozy up in style this fall with the unmatched comfort of MeUndies? Does that sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
Cozying
up. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
MeUndies has the softest and most breathable underwear and loungewear that I've ever experienced.
They got loungewear too.
Loungewear.
I don't have to wear these suits to bed.
It's real soft on your nethers.
I would like that.
So whether you're on the grind during the work week or posted up on the couch watching American Horror Story, I just watched
Roanoke.
I just watched Roanoke.
It's spelled funny.
Yeah.
It was. It's hard to put in the search bar.
I struggle with that.
Yeah, I could.
He struggles with
a
lot.
I could tell.
Whoa.
But no, don't matter because MeUndies is now in your life to keep you comfy. All right. There's style for everyone. I could rap. You want me to rap the rest?
I would like that actually.
From all black classics to fun seasonal prints to modern geometric shapes, widths,
rhombus.
MeUndies has a wide range of cuts that'll fit your style on your butts.
On your butt. That's with two T's.
Know what I'm saying? I'm just talk the rest. It's real breathable.
Yeah, I would suggest that.
You know, MeUndies fabrics are light and breathable to help regulate your body temperature so you stay cool and comfy. You sweaty?
I am sweaty. What temperature is my body supposed to be at?
Yeah, because it's like 187 sometimes.
Oh my God.
Pretty hot.
Well, after I sell you this, I'm going to sell you an ambulance. But it's all good because this is also problem free philosophy going on.
Because
if you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. It's not on me. It's on MeUndies.
So I get that money back.
But just know that there is unmatched comfort. MeUndies signature tense micromodal fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater.
Harold wears a lot of sweaters.
It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Y'all ready for a call to action so I can get up out your hair?
Go ahead and call me.
I'm about to call us right now. Get 25% off of your first order plus free shipping.
Oh my.
All you gotta do is go to MeUndies.com/DIYS. Which kind of eliminates the purpose of me coming to your house.
Right.
But still.
Well, for next time. Now we know.
The messenger. Yeah.
If I like the first pair that you're going to give me, then I can go and get the other pair.
Then he can. Harold has a.
Exactly.
And what was it? Where do I go again?
You just got to go to MeUndies.com/DIYS. 25% off your
first. That's a lot of percent, Harold.
So if I don't use that, I don't get the 25. I got to
use the. You got to use the /DIYS. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get free shipping.
Yes, we need that.
25% off.
Yeah. Love all of those things.
Lounging.
And you get MeUndies.
And I get MeUndies.
And I can and then you can stop sleeping in your suits.
And then, stop being so sweaty. Maybe your voice will get better. So, MeUndies. Comfort from the outside in. See you later, cigarette voice.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
MeUndies.
MeUndies. Did you walk with him?
Yeah, walk away with you.
I had some more questions.
No, he closed the door and walked back into his house like that.
Did you say you're the human torch?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's what you said when I'm 187. Clearly, I'm the human torch.
And I've never seen an episode of American
I'm fucking
Horror
Johnny Storm.
You've never seen AHS?
I don't like scary stuff.
Yeah, she don't do
really?
Scary.
Really? I would like scary energy. People be thinking, I am terrified.
It's the black.
It's the black.
You wear a lot of black.
I do.
Like friendly Hot Topic employee energy.
I love Hot Topic.
Friendly Hot Topic employee one
energy. That's funny. Let me put the glasses back on. No, I do not like scary stuff. Nobody likes to go to scary stuff.
See, even the glasses.
We went to see Nope. And
Nope wasn't crazy scary.
Exactly. And she screamed as if it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, I was screaming during the trailers.
That's even worse.
And they were scary.
Jordan Peele, I almost said Jordan Poole. Jordan Peele has like conceptually scary movies. You're watching it and you're not like, but you're just like, the idea of this is pretty scary.
Like, if this was real, I would be terrified.
The thought of this
later.
Is very scary. I'm thinking about this later is for sure the vibe. Can I borrow your ChatGPT?
Oh yeah.
We were talking about nicknames. and how ChatGPT. I've never used it before, so we just asking them.
Because I thought stuff. I was asking if the scary.
Not like scary.
What's your group called? Your crew called?
Scary Squad.
The Scary Patreons. Squad. Yeah. I was asking, did he get that from ChatGPT?
No, we actually named that before ChatGPT existed.
That's dope. Yeah, that's
using good old fashioned brains.
Ooh,
good old fashioned brains.
Yeah, all right, so
ooh,
I'm gonna
y'all.
We gonna get a new nickname each. Okay.
For ourselves.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Cool.
We gonna see if we can hold them for the rest of.
See,
the...
now I'm scared because
first female I've heard say they don't like scary.
Me,
shit.
A lot of women do like scary.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm where they at?
Because you be liking people getting slit down their vaginas. Nobody
women
wants to watch
love
that.
Scary Damn. Stuff until it's time to watch scary stuff.
Yeah. And
it's
then,
like it's
kind of
like
chainsaw
when,
come out.
It's like when it's like when girls be like, oh yeah, I play video games all the time.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, okay, for sure. What do you want to play? And they're like, Mario Kart. That's the only thing I know.
That's a game. Only,
but it's just like if that's the only thing you recognize in a whole shelf.
You know, a whole shelf
then
yeah.
you have played video games.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's the same thing with scary movies.
I'm gonna fuck you up with Yoshi.
Scary movies be the same. They'd be like, I like scary stuff. And then you'd be like, nope.
And it'd be like the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Which is a great movie. Nightmare Before Christmas is great. And then
it ain't scary,
Hippie said
though.
Something about the visual. What was that movie? Terrifier, I think.
Terrifier,
it was somebody,
yeah,
he was saying somebody got chainsawed.
He chainsawed a young lady by her vagina. And he just sliced her in half, starting
when?
With her vagina.
What is this?
Terrifier, Art the Clown.
That scary
clown? They made two
clown?
Of them. He's white and black.
He looks like Pigliaggio or whatever from that opera.
Pigliaggio?
Is this a new movie?
It came out like, the new one came out like last year. And there's two of them. The second one came out last year and then there's
And what's it called?
Bro,
Terrifier.
I didn't make up Pigliaggio.
Terrifier.
Yeah.
Is it English?
Yeah, it's English. Yeah, it's
okay.
Not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I...
You know, those foreign scary movies do be doing weird
they are
shit
scary.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you're
I think
right.
They just have different rules, so they go further. But,
yeah.
Hey, bro, how you spell Pigliaggio?
What the
man,
hell is
what are you
that?
Talking
that's
about?
That clown.
Are you fucking Ronald McDonald?
It's a clown opera.
Old McDonald, not Ronald McDonald.
Pogli. Bro, you know how.
No
what
one knows.
What
you know
talking
how to say
about?
It? Pog. What, how you say it?
God. What is it?
Pogli.
Pogliacci.
It looks like Pogliacci.
Are you talking about that mask?
Because y'all saying
let
that that's
see,
what the clown looked like.
Oh, yeah, he kind of did look like.
What is that?
That's
how terrified Art the Clown is.
I don't
want to
look
main...
it up
because
then I'm going to be getting them ads. Can you show them? Because I don't
is
want that.
That...
I'll show you.
Is that a serial killer?
That's the main person on the
is
on
he
Terrifier.
Stephen King.
Oh, Art the Clown?
I don't like scary stuff. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay. I've seen him before.
Yeah.
Yeah, they talked about it on Seinfeld. Yeah, Pagliaccio.
Oh, did I start this movie? I feel like I started
He's scary as hell.
He is pretty scary, though.
You said you're going to get ads for this? Why would you get
no,
ads
if I
for
look
Art
it
the
up,
Clown?
If I looked up...
You can look it up.
If I looked it up on my phone, the phone going to be like, oh, you like that? And now I'm just going to see that. You know how long
That's
it took
how the phone
me?
Sound?
And,
That's how the algorithm sound?
It's inescapable. Like, I got an Uber the other day, and it was like showing me Exorcist ads while I was waiting. And I was like,
wow,
I'm waiting for Uber?
It's on I saw on the bus and stuff, and I seen it at night one time when I was driving. I almost crashed.
Well, it's October. I guess it's...
But where's the happy October?
I like scary movies. I'm
about
actually really into
like
October
scary
this...
Stuff. She put it in all caps.
I'm really into October this year.
Scary.
The Shining.
Pagliacci.
America. What are we doing?
I don't know.
Chats?
Somebody just... Oh, is that hippie?
No, that's hippie.
Shining is great. American Werewolf in London.
Are these movies she likes or doesn't like?
I guess.
She said she don't like scary stuff.
Seinfeld? I don't like scary stuff. This
no,
starts rattling off all different scary movies that she likes.
She's just like, yeah, I don't like scary stuff except for...
I don't know. Like, Netflix is putting out the worst horror movies I've ever seen in my
life.
Yeah,
some of them are really bad.
And even the ones that have a good setup be pissing me off at the end.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like thinking about going into more foreign films, but...
They be going crazy in them foreign films. Have you seen The Human Centipede?
I'm not watching that. That's foreign? That's not in English?
No, it's foreign. Yeah, it's like in...
That's so crazy.
Spanish, maybe?
There's like three or four
but
of
like
them.
But like Spanish from Spain.
That was like the original Saw, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They kinda, Saw kind of
I can't
they...
believe you just said that.
Is that incorrect?
I said Spanish from Spain. You said Portuguese.
Is that not?
What?
They don't speak Portuguese?
In South America.
People in Brazil speak Portuguese.
No, I think people in Spain
speak
Portuguese.
Because Portugal's over there.
But there
Portugal's
is... you were just talking just Spanish in general.
I was talking about Spanish.
Shut up. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, all right,
let's tell us from the hood.
Let's find some nicknames.
I forgot.
Ooh, let's get a regular nickname and then an October nickname.
Ooh, we'll get a scary nickname.
A scary
one. Mm. All right, so how do you do this? My name is Patrick Cloud. Mm-hmm. He's my stage.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to things you like.
I like Halloween. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the first for all of ours. Mm-hmm. I like Halloween. Mm-hmm. Do they care about punctuation?
No.
No.
I like Halloween. Fun stuff. And
so descriptive.
Games. I don't want to be too descriptive.
Video games.
Yeah.
If you just put games, then you're gonna get like Monopoly Boy. Yeah.
Monopoly Boy.
Monopoly Boy. I'm gonna just start calling you Monopoly Boy now. Just put that in my phone. So
I would be mad as hell if I needed a computer to give me that bullshit.
Monopoly Boy.
Spooky gamer? What the Game-a-ween?
Game-a-ween ass head boy.
Boo Cloud, Pat Gamer Boo. These are all terrible.
Pat Gamer Boo? I'm calling you Pat Gamer
I'm taking
Boo.
Halloween out of it.
Copy it and paste it back in there.
I'm a chat.
Yeah, I'll give it to her. Her chat GPT be having the sauce.
Yeah.
I'm crazy with it.
So, like, just give me a cool nickname.
And then I want
a cool nickname, and then I want a cool, scary nickname.
Okay, let's do it.
And then do the
Because
she'd
be like,
else.
I just got this great fucking name from ChatGPT, and then I tried, and then they give me shit like that.
I'm kind of upset about that.
Mm. What would you say a descriptive word for you, gamer, content creator?
I'm not feeling the gaming parts of these nicknames.
So just take out the gamer.
Goddamn,
Kermit.
Kermit.
She's typing like that Kermit gif.
That likes. What did you say you like? Scary movies. Movies.
Pat Gamer Boo.
Video games. You said take video games out because you don't like what they're doing.
Yeah, they're doing
They heard the game and they just ran with that.
Food, travel.
Piping.
Piping.
Whoa. Yeah.
Piping. Okay, don't say. All right. Piping.
Piping.
Bro, is that your dog on your screen background? What is that?
This? Oh, it do look menacing.
From that angle.
Well, I mean, it is kind of scary because she is dead. So this is this is like a ghostly photo.
Music.
fuck. All right.
Okay.
Spooky.
Make the name. Use alliteration.
What? I didn't ask him anything. I said I need a new name.
Them alliterations be hidden.
Okay, and I put make it a pun.
I really hope you put a lot of effort into this.
Yeah, you put a lot
of
effort.
Okay, so here we go.
Like,
damn, Patrick, look at all these sentences.
Hey, Patrick, the piping poltergeist. Spooky Patrick Scare, sound scare. Patrick Phantom Performer, chilling cloud composer. Patrick Pipe-tastic Phantom. Patrick Haunted Harmony, macabre maestro cloud. Patrick Scream Songster, melodic midnight macabre cloud.
Melodic.
Patrick Pipe Stream of Terror?
These are movie titles.
I'm gonna
put in two words.
Yeah, okay.
Copy that and then just
two words or less. All right. I hate when they do that. They just put it together. Pat's Pipes.
Okay. Let's do a simple one. Be like, my name is Patrick Cloud. I need a nickname that has something to do with Halloween.
Okay, my name is Patrick Cloud.
I'm leaving with something. I wanna have something I can at least put as
a nickname that has
in a tweet.
Something
just call me this
with Halloween. Make it alliteration.
And cool.
And not
Pat fan.
I am gonna put that. I want to use it as a username.
This ain't doing anything different than them like Wu-Tang name generators.
Like, yeah, the Childish
Gambino. More specific. Okay, how about Pumpkin Patrick?
That's what it says.
Yes, how about?
See, this is because you didn't put make it cool.
I'm gonna put. Give me 10 examples. Pumpkin Patrick, Haunting Patrick, Scary Cloud, Creepy Patrick, Phantom Patrick,
Spooky
Patrick, Poltergeist is pretty fire. Eerie Patrick, Wicked Cloud, Ghostly Patrick.
I like Spooky Cloud.
Do another 10.
Yeah.
Spooky
okay.
Cloud and Wicked Cloud.
Give me 10 more.
Poltergeist Patrick or Phantom Patrick.
Pumpkin Pat is actually
Pumpkin Pat.
Pumpkin
not
Pat.
Bad.
Howling Cloud. Midnight Patrick. Wrathful Patrick. Patrick's Potion.
Midnight Patrick.
I mean, you
Patrick's
know Patrick, but have you seen
Midnight
Patrick?
That's when shit come out.
That's when he really put it
Macabre
on
Macabre Cloud. Patrick's Play. Shadowy Patrick. Cryptic Cloud.
I
cloud.
Like Potion Pat and Pumpkin Pat.
Pumpkin Pat.
We're going to go with those
two. We're calling
you
Pumpkin Pat. Okay.
All right, you up.
I'm up. Okay, my name is Roxy Hayes.
Oh, you can edit
that. I want a nickname that has to do with Halloween. Make it alliteration. Give me 10 examples. I'm going to put some stuff out like, I like unicorns and cupcakes and Disney.
You a Powerpuff Girl.
I just want to see. I want no scary. Roxy's haunting horn, cupcake cauldron horn. Roxy, Disney dress Dracula, Disney enchanted dress equestrian Roxy,
you
pumpkin
horses?
Pixie Roxy, unicorn adorned vampire, sweetly spooky sorceress.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That's kind of fire. Mm. Disney dark duchess, cupcake carrying.
I already took spooky, so let's.
Hocus pocus horned. Okay, you know what? I'm taking all this.
Take out unicorn.
Yes. Yeah, they're wild.
They going crazy
they just
with the horn.
They're throwing horn in there. Randomly.
You
throw a horn in there for.
Typist. No, I'm not. Roxy Reaper. Hey, that's pretty fire. Hollows Roxy. Wicked Witch Roxy. Haunting Haze.
Whoa. Okay.
Roxy Raven.
Haunted Haze.
Spooky
Haunted
Siren
Haze is the best
Roxy.
One.
Ghostly Gale Roxy. Pumpkin Princess Roxy.
Haunted Haze
Creepily
is pretty cool.
Creepily Crawly Roxy. Midnight Mistress.
Oh.
That sound like you went
you
to
fucking
some
in
shit.
A cemetery.
Yeah. You went to some shit.
So we going. I like Roxy Midnight. Reaper's pretty fire.
I like Haunted Haze.
Haunted Haze is crazy. That sounds like you had a house and you used to live in it and you died.
Haunted
and
Haze.
Like, yeah, this is the Haunted Haze
that's
estate.
That's what Haunted Haze is. Yeah. So we're going with Roxy Reaper or Haunted Haze?
You tell us.
Yeah, that's your shit.
I don't know.
Are you asking?
Hey, shout out to Hippie, though.
Yeah, she said.
Pumpkin Patch?
Patrick and the Pumpkin Patch is the name of your porn.
Oh, that's
Patrick
what she
Patrick and
meant.
The Pumpkin Patch. You hey, fucking
my,
in there. That's
my nickname used to be Patch.
Was it Patch?
And Patchy. Yeah,
did you have was it like, in your head?
Was it no, it was just like Patrick Patch.
Oh, Patrick
so Pumpkin Patch it is.
Aw.
Pumpkin Patch.
Hocus Pocus Haze.
Hocus, no, I like
little,
the
that's a little too many syllables. Yeah.
Haunted Haze. Or,
Haunted
I like,
Haze is crazy.
I like Roxy Reaper, though.
That's
but then it sounds like I'm...
Roxy Reaper. Sound yeah. You sound like a murderer.
I was about to say.
You do sound like you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want
a weapon.
Yeah.
So I'm
like fucking Soul Eater or something.
No. Reap without is way too
so
close.
To
yeah, oh,
you
whoa.
Reap?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here reaping.
Am I here? Oh, reaping. That's wild.
Yeah, oh, do gotta stay okay, from Roxy. Not... She's
Vampy
a
Vixen.
Ooh, I am a Vampy. Creep Show Queen.
Vampy Vixen.
Moonlight Maiden. Okay, we're gonna do Ice now.
Gothic.
My name
ghoul.
Is Ice McGowan. I want a nickname that has something to do with Halloween. Make it alliteration. Give me 10 examples.
Yeah, bitch.
Ice Incantation.
Ice is already a cool nickname,
yeah,
too, so he got a lot to work
Midnight
with.
Midnight McGowan.
Midnight McGowan.
Creepy Chiller.
Creepy they Chiller don't even have your name.
It was just like, yeah, you know I'm Ice because I'm chilling.
Ice Illusionist. Mm. Ghostly McGowan.
Ghostly
Icy Invoker? Macabre Magician.
They like that macabre.
They do.
It's macabre.
Ice macabre.
I used to
yeah,
say
macabre.
Yeah, it's a macabre.
In
yeah,
Italiano. Okay.
What'd you say, what?
In macabre.
Ice the Enchanter.
Ice the Enchanter, Cryptic Conjurer, Haunting Houdini.
Mm. They're giving us like World of Warcraft names.
Yeah,
they
it's
are.
Like,
I'm
not playing Magic.
I am
the
Ice the Enchanter.
Sure
you need three chillings to pass me.
His name in it.
Give me shillings.
And they're not even putting your name in it. Hold on, you got to tell it sometimes.
Like, put my name in the shit.
Icy Incantator, Macabre.
Macabre.
McGowan, Ice the Illusionist, Midnight McGowan, Enigmatic Ice, Haunting Hocus McGowan, Ice
nine,
the Eerie Enchanter.
Number 9 is it.
Oh, Frosty Fearmaker.
Fearmaker is the most ChatGPT generated
I'm
word.
You the Frosty Fearmaker. I'm changing
that
your
sound
name
like,
and your
that's
name.
Crazy.
Oh, Frosty
that's
Fearmaster.
A, Fearmaster. I said
that's
Fearmaker. Fearmaker.
That sounds like a fucking Wendy's promotion.
For real, though. Like an October shake.
Yeah. We have pumpkin spice Frosties.
That's hilarious.
That's a good diss for whatever like wizard that is. Like, yeah, you sound like a Wendy's promotion.
So we going with Roxy Reaper. What are you?
Pumpkin Patch. Pumpkin Patch.
Are you going to be Frosty Fearmaker?
Frosty Fearmaker.
Fearmaster. Which one?
I like Maker better.
Frosty Fearmaker is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Seems like it's less ChatGPT. All right, guys. Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. All right. Do you ever feel like your brain is getting in its own way? There's a lot of stuff going on today. It's 2023. Our timeline is just filled with things that can weigh on us every single day. But therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so that you can work on it for yourself instead of going against yourself. Now, BetterHelp has been our sponsor for a very, very long time. Tahir has been using it. We've got a lot of people in our chat that are constantly raving about it. And
it seems to just be really, really working for everybody. It's totally online. You can find a therapist that is 100% right for you without the task of having to, you know, constantly search for another one. You can just do all your interviews from home on your laptop just to find somebody who really, really gels with you. We've had a lot of people in the Scary Squad specifically thank us for introducing them to BetterHelp, just because it's really just there for them. It's non-traditional therapy. And if you guys have benefited from BetterHelp, please let us know in the comments. We love to hear those stories. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, this is the best way to get into it. You might as well give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you've been doing therapy, that's huge. It's a way to pretty much get exactly what you need without the headache of just searching through therapists. And it makes it a lot easier. So I recommend that you try BetterHelp today. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. And you can get started today. BetterHelp.com/DIYS. Go ahead and get yourself 10% off of your first month and tell them we sent you. All right. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. And you would get 10% off of your first month. So if you don't like it, just give it a try. There's literally nothing going against you. All right. We got you for the first month. And then if you love it, keep it going and give yourself and your brain some much needed help, because we are very mean to ourselves nowadays. I feel like instead of just waking up and being like, yeah, go for it, you could do this, you could do that, a lot of times I just be like, this is too hard, this is too much, this is too this, this is too that. And we really don't cheerlead for ourselves as much as we can. So get in on this mental health wave. Get yourself some better help. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into this. I'm going to give you guys a little table of contents for the next stories. We got
stories?
Yeah, just news stories. You know what I'm saying? We got...
Sorry, y'all. Hold up. Sorry.
Where are these burps coming from? Where are these burps coming from?
Pellegrino.
You need your esophagus checked.
Hey, who trying to check it? Okay, that was
who
wild.
Trying to check it is wild.
That was wild business. Wild. I apologize.
That's sick.
All right. You want to do a
computer back?
Weird way to be buried.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Weird physician in surgery. Or... weird habits around your partner.
Habits.
Surgery.
Of course you want that.
Right, how
murder.
Do we break this tie? It's two
murder,
people.
Murder.
All right, let's do both of them.
Yay!
All right, so which one did you say? Habits?
Mm-hmm.
Habits around the partner. Okay, let's do that one. So Shannon Sharp got into a debate with Chad Ochocinco.
Yep, Chad Johnson. Yeah.
I'm allowed to mess up his last name because it's made up. So Shannon Sharp was basically saying his girl or partner can't fart. Can't fart, can't poop around him.
Roxy be done.
That's why I thought this was a good topic for today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we never last.
Ochocinco was saying that's how you figure out if it's the one. If they poop in front of you.
In front of you?
I mean, I guess
not
in a bathroom.
Not in front, not like it's bathroom. Time to go.
Or if they fart in front of you, that's how you find out that's the one. Shannon Sharp said the opposite. He's broken up with a girl for farting in front of
that's
him.
That's weird.
Whoa.
And he says that no one poops in the master bedroom.
That's weird.
Not even
hey,
him?
Hey, bro, look.
If you're home alone, you can, but if there's somebody else in the room... just use the other bathroom. Now,
if I gotta take a shit, I gotta go to other bathroom. I gotta inconvenience myself.
If you're smashing Shannon Sharp, yes. So this is for, I guess we can just do the man angle because you know, we grew up saying, you know, hearing that girls don't poop, girls don't fart.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that dudes just kind of just fart and shit in front of the girl.
Which is wild. How come I can't shit?
Because
fart?
Double standards, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm letting it rip.
So we already know where you stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just doing it.
I'm going to do it.
What if they're uncomfortable with it?
Then we're not talking. Look, because here's the thing, right? Let's be honest. How vulgar can I be? I'm out here sucking dick.
Okay.
Right? You're nutting on me, probably. Whoa. Probably down my throat, and I can't shit. That's wild.
Totally different
thing. It's not. I'm taking cum in within my body. You can't let me shit in your house? Like, that's crazy.
That seems very
different. I don't feel like that's fair.
I see why they're different.
I don't see why they're different. I'm doing nasty. You can take my nasty.
See,
that's different nasty.
Different
nasty.
It's different nasties, but you can take my nasty.
There's sexy nasty and there's gross nasty. Yeah, so compared to something
coming
else
down
that's
my
gross.
Throat might not necessarily be a thing I like to do, but... That's nasty.
It's still sexy
it's
nasty. Still
to
sexy.
Whom?
Because
some people do like
that's
shit.
Something that a man can do on the other side of that.
Some people
you
like
can
shit, though.
Squirt in a man's mouth. You can eat ass and all that other stuff,
see,
too.
Thank you. That's
eating
facts,
ass
though.
Is
thank
the
you.
Only thing I'll accept as both sexy and gross. Because I'm assuming you would say nothing down my throat to make a guy interested. You're not saying that to gross him out, right?
Yeah. But
explaining the dick sucking.
Wait, say again?
What you just described.
I just wanted to hear you say it again.
What? Dick sucking?
Coming down my throat.
That's crazy.
It's different. So I could see why one would gross someone out and one would be like,
yeah, because you're benefiting.
Because it's just like, if you're being intimate with a woman, and mm-hmm. you know, because some women don't thank do that. You. Some women don't like come on their face. Some women don't like mm-hmm. swallowing. So it's like, right. for a woman to mm-hmm. do that, that's like, oh, damn, she really did that for me. But that's an intimacy thing. That's mm-hmm. a connection thing or whatever mm-hmm. you want to chalk it up to. Shitting is not. It's not like, I listened to her just fuck my bathroom up. I love her.
Some people
her.
Do like that. But now, what I'm saying is if I'm comfortable enough to do that, you should let me, I should be allowed to shit in here is what
your
I'm saying.
Your comfort doesn't make it not gross.
Yeah. It's still hate
when people do, oh, don't worry, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not now.
Nah, I'm not.
Your comfort can't be.
Because I'm paying you to say, if I'm coming to your.
Paying?
I'm paying you the same respect.
Oh, I was like, whoa.
No, I'm not. No,
hey,
no, no, no.
Yo. This is
no,
a different
for pussy.
Thing.
I'm paying to not blow up my bathroom.
Go in another room, bitch. Yeah, wow.
Somebody said, doesn't he have kids? Was he never in the delivery room? Some men don't watch.
Oh, yeah. You're talking
watch,
about when
I
they
didn't,
shit?
I didn't watch my
during
son get born.
For real?
I was like.
You was like, yeah, just text me when you're done.
No, I was there. I didn't watch. Like, I saw it. I was just like, all right, I seen it. I didn't watch the whole thing. And then. When the umbilical cord can't cut the umbilical cord and stuff, but I didn't like, was just like,
I'm with you though.
I held
I'm
a hand and was just like, hey, push.
Childbirth is the most beautiful thing that I do not want to see.
It's terrible. Yeah. It feels horrible. I didn't see it because it was my vagina.
I didn't know that.
You did a regular daggle?
Yeah.
Did you boo boo?
No, because I didn't eat. I didn't eat like the day before either, just because I forgot why. But I was.
You just pushed it out on empty?
Yeah, there was nothing in me. I was completely empty.
I mean, there was technically a baby.
Can I do a shit story real quick?
Because
there
God.
Has been. I was.
I'd rather not.
Okay, yeah, no, yeah. It's not. I was dating this guy, and he did not let me shit at his house only one time, and I was really mad at him. I almost stopped talking to him. But I did understand. But this was, I am lactose intolerant, and we had went to go get pizza. And I had like 4 or 5 slices.
God damn,
and I got
Ninja
extra
Turtle?
Cheese. And I had to go really bad. And he had a studio apartment.
Mm.
And so the bathroom was literally right by his bed.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's rough.
That's
in that situation.
You couldn't go to Taco Bell down the street?
It didn't hit me till we had got to his house.
I feel like it was a Taco Bell.
I was at his house. And then
so
he
you
was
destroyed
like,
it?
No, I went home. He was like, no, you cannot. No, because I got to be in here.
Well, I mean, that makes sense because he got one room.
You got 450 square feet.
He got one room.
He could touch all his walls.
Yeah, he's basically shitting on his pillow.
Yeah. In that situation, I got it.
That's
but
fecal matter
I did
for
get to
doo-doo
after that. It was never like he didn't let me come back and doo-doo. But
well,
that's
I mean,
the only time I would understand that.
If that's your situation, that's your situation. Like me... I used to really like bathrooms that had the grandma heater in it. You know, like when you turn on the light, it'd be like, because silent bathrooms are freaky.
That's
like,
crazy,
I don't like being in there in silence. And if I have a guest, I don't like hearing anything.
Yeah,
you know,
just
I just
want to
hear this. I just
want to
hear the sink after the flush.
Yeah.
I want to hear the flush and then the sink, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to know.
I don't know. Let me get in on
weird.
It. Let me just out of sight, out of mind it.
Exactly.
Because I see you as this pristine. being.
That's what's wrong with y'all.
You don't want to hear
place.
That.
That's what's wrong with y'all.
And then if I smell it afterwards, I'm going to look at you
different. If I hear the
fucking muffler going crazy in there, that's crazy.
Setting unrealistic expectations on women as well.
That's not unrealistic.
It's just go over there with it.
Again, if something, if a fucking semi-truck is coming towards us, you're going to want me to push us out the way. I can't stop the semi-truck.
I would push us out the way.
But you're going to want me to like, hey, stop the truck. You're going to look at me like, hey, stop the truck. That's an unrealistic
expectation. Who would look at you like that? Who looking at him like, that's the guy that's going to push the truck?
I don't know. I'm just saying women,
this
like
they getting
men.
Away from me. I'm not connecting anything.
I'm just saying, like, as a man, you want your man to protect you, even if, like,
I don't know, but that's not something that happens all the time. You got to shit all the time. You shit multiple times
all the time. I don't think it's a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker. It's not like you did. It's just like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, damn. Like, if you keep doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it.
Farting is different. I will say the doo-dooing and the farting is different. Because usually a fart, you can get up.
But I paid, again, like I was saying earlier, I pay the same respect. I don't be, like, I ain't going to just come to you and be like, burn. Like, I ain't going to do no shit like that.
I'll give a good example. Because I think it's more about protecting me from hearing and smelling it than it is from keeping them from doing it. Mm-hmm. If there was one bathroom, I wouldn't be like, oh, you got the bubble guts, hold it in.
Yeah,
because
that's
a hostage situation at that point. There have been times I would be at like a studio, like whether it's like a recording studio where it's just one room with a bathroom.
Yeah.
I'll turn up what I'm doing if they got a shit. Yeah. I'll let them do it, but just be like, all right, put me in a state where I don't have to hear it. Yeah. It's probably more comfortable for them because I found out early in my 20s, y'all be doing this shit where y'all ninja poop. Y'all were like, wait for the best scenario, whether it's them having a nap or like we're like really into a TV show that's up loud. Y'all be like, oh, yeah, for sure. Let me get this off now. Yeah. You guys go crazy.
Let me get this off.
And then you kind of just come back like, oh, nothing happened. So I'll try to like get y'all in a situation where it's like, oh, you got a shit? Here's the situation. I'll leave or I'll distract myself.
You'll create it. Yeah. That's very considerate.
Somebody just said that they're comfortable around you. I never associated that with comfort.
Yeah, I don't care.
I never the like, oh, she farted. I'm really in there now. Like, I ain't hitting my homies like, hey, bro, she just farted in front of me. I'm locking this down. Like,
also, farting in front of you before y'all have sex is
wild
business.
That's fucking wild.
If I just let one rip, I don't like you. Like, before we smash it,
so
I'm going to be honest.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't,
that's right.
But that's what I'm saying. But
counteracted everything
no,
that you
no,
just
can
said.
No, I said before we smash it. If I'm just like,
because you think that you would scare him off, right?
Yeah, off
that's
top.
Like that So Raven episode where she was.
Yeah, that's what. But
really
I even
nasty.
Said,
why
I
do
said,
y'all think y'all can't scare us off after we got the cheeks though?
Right.
I mean, it's just less because the pussy's crazy. But what I was saying is, but I, said,
I don't mind. The
I mean, is this
too?
Is this the third act for your show now? It's her sexual.
It's
I can go. You can go.
Top go crazy. But no, I was saying farting and doo-dooing is different, right? Because like.
Yeah, but
I can leave to fart
too much.
I can leave to fart. Like I
walk away and fart.
Yeah, like I can. You kind of know when a fart's coming too, so like, okay, let me get up. But if we sleep or something, that's different. But if you saying like, hey, I can't go to your bathroom, that's a completely
keeping
I can't
you guys
go outside
from it
to do
is a lot.
Yeah, I wouldn't do
I'd go
that.
Outside
I wouldn't keep
fart.
It. I wouldn't keep that. Like,
that's,
no,
that's wild.
You're this image in my head. You need to keep it and
don't you do
that? Yeah,
do.
Like that's crazy. I would never do that.
But also like.
Don't be loose.
When
that's
a girl
lit,
what with the butthole?
Yeah, just don't be like yeah, don't Sorry. Be.
When a girl rips one and you smell it,
that's
it does
crazy.
Change the dynamic a
it
little
does,
bit. 100%. You'd be like, oh no, it's okay, it's fine.
Stank ass. Stank ass.
Are you dying?
Yeah.
I know my shit be stinking, so I try not to fart. I don't like farting around people, period, because I know it's stank.
Shit, you could have fooled us.
That was a burp. Mouth is different than butt.
That's a mouth fart.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That is a mouth fart.
Mouth is different than butt.
Okay,
always.
That's a crazy.
Burping, I don't mind. If someone burps, unless it's just like, God damn, stop burping. This smells like stomach. Because
that's like sneezing
it smells
too.
Like stomach.
When people sneeze after a while, you can smell the sneeze.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up. No, you can't.
When somebody gets the achoo, you can be like,
that's
you
breath.
Smell. You
that's
smell.
Breath stank.
No, but you can smell the sneeze.
Yo,
like,
sneeze sniffing ass.
You can so disagree with this.
When it's raining outside and after it rained, you can
how
smell.
How old are you?
The
no, when it's raining outside and it's cold.
When it's raining outside and after it rained, you can smell
the
like
sneeze?
Is the dewiness in the
you
air.
You smelling dew?
That's how the sneeze
boys
is.
Boys want to be tangerine so bad.
You
what
smell
you
the sneeze
about?
More after it rains?
No, I'm saying that I was just equating that. I'm just saying like you can smell precipitation. That's the same thing with a sneeze. If it's like somebody have a crazy sneeze,
we have to clone him.
If
smelling the weather.
If we in a car with the windows up and you get to sneezing crazy, you can definitely smell that. You can smell.
I think that's your brain.
No way. If somebody,
I wish I had three strong achus back to back. Is the number?
You gonna smell that sneeze, man.
If a woman sneezed and I smelled it, I'm
she
out.
You gotta go. Because if that's what the sneeze smelling like.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You imagine having to roll your window down after a nigga sneezed three times?
In a car. It's usually any time that I smell the sneeze, it's been in a car. It's been in a confined space where it's
I'm calling you sneeze sniffer for the rest of the day.
That's crazy, though. Like, y'all never.
No. And nobody's agreed with you, by the way. I believe that.
Rain always
a sneeze is
the
not participation.
Smell.
It's miss, fam.
Did you say participation?
Never...
Precipitation. Wow. Damn.
Hey, all this participation out here
is crazy. It's so thick.
Y'all knew what the fuck I meant.
I can't get over a smelly sneeze.
That's you sneezing halitosis. That's what I'm saying. That got to be their breath.
That's your tongue.
That's you smell. Yeah, yeah.
Your tongue is dead.
That's crazy. Yeah, so have you smelled a sneeze before?
No, absolutely
that's
not.
That's wild.
No one's agreeing. You stink.
Yeah, so I ain't never been on a road trip.
No.
And then somebody in
who
there
stink?
Just sneezing their ass off and you smell the sneeze.
Who are you driving
I'm
with?
Not, I mean, I'm not going to say the person. I'm not going to say them now because obviously I'm putting them out there, so I ain't going to say who I've
been.
I would have
been putting them out there even before this.
I'm just saying, I would like, if I would have said I was on a road trip with this person,
I would never
like,
forgive a nigga.
I was on a road trip with Roxy and I smelled her.
That's a damn lie. My sneeze don't smell. And we've never been. He's lying, y'all. Never would I ever.
If my sneeze smelled up a car, I wouldn't forgive anybody for saying
that's
that.
That's a damn lie.
On a podcast?
That's what? Yeah. And if it, what if it was true? You going to tell people I got smelly sneeze?
I mean, I tried to save you, but.
That's a goddamn. Where did we go? We went on a road trip? Where did we go?
You went to Texas.
You a damn.
Roadhouse.
We drove to for what?
We went to Texas Roadhouse. We went to the restaurant.
Oh, not even in Texas. Out here.
We went on a road trip to a restaurant.
And you was sneezing it up.
Hell no.
No, that's
you
not
need
true.
To brush your teeth.
Absolutely not. A smelly
brush
sneeze. I might not be friends with somebody after that.
I'm gonna put a poll out there for the people, or if you can smell a sneeze.
Please,
have
please
you
do
ever,
that now.
Have you ever smelled a sneeze?
No one smelled
it up. Have you ever
pull
smelled
it up.
Have you
a
ever,
sneeze?
Have you ever smelled
everyone's
a sneeze?
Gonna say emphatically no.
I guess the only options would be
emphatically.
Yes
what the
and
fuck
what?
Are you
no.
an NBA Jam commentator with the emphatic dunk?
A slam jam. What did they used to call it? A
slam
a
jam.
A
slam
jam. A slam dunk.
He's on fire. And I guess the breath is if you.
I wish I could sneeze right now. I sneeze the fuck on you right now. No.
That was awful. Okay, so last thing. Can Chat GPT, I hear they could like write like scripts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can they make up conspiracy theories?
I'm sure, probably.
Get make the a, laptop.
Make a conspiracy theory about sneezes.
Let's try
do
one.
It. Yeah, do your sneeze bullshit.
What are you guys thinking? Ghost? Paranormal?
Ooh.
Murder? Celebrity?
Ooh. What about a paranormal celebrity ghost?
Patrick Swayze.
Swayze
and Ghost.
Yes.
In there.
You ain't even know he was dead. Be quiet.
He was dead and Ghost, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's I didn't know he was real.
Hey,
like,
make it about Tu Wong Fu. That's my favorite Patrick Swayze movie.
That's crazy to die in a movie called Ghost and then die in real life. People be like, okay, I was prepared for this.
He's like, bro, you a method actor? You taking that shit a little bit too serious.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, make a conspiracy theory about sneezing.
Wait, Jessica,
about
you,
a sneezing celebrity
stink,
ghost.
So wait, specific. Jessica said she smelled a sneeze. Well, you weird too, Jessica.
There it is.
What happened?
She said she smelled a sneeze. It's more misty or humid. Y'all weird.
Misty?
Y'all basset hounds.
That's what I'm saying.
No, y'all are basset hounds. You have basset hounds.
Wow, goes against ethical use of AI. See,
to
AI ain't even
creating.
No
yeah, creating fictional conspiracy theories or spreading misinformation goes against responsible and ethical use.
Oh, okay, so
of
take
AI.
Out conspiracy.
Let me see. Say,
I mean,
hey,
celebrity.
Let me. Hey,
maybe if it's
that.
Just about people.
Make a fic and put something about like it's a fictional story.
Okay.
They don't think you're trying to post it.
How did you edit the original question?
You click the little square thing on the right hand side.
So you can just make an edit to that and ask again. That's how she was doing it.
Yeah, I'm not retyping.
Well, you can click it now.
While we type.
Oh, shit. What? So if you click that and then click the sentence.
Oh, have you ever wondered, a fictional and playful conspiracy theory. Have you ever wondered why sneezing certain have you ever wondered why certain sneezing sounds so hauntingly familiar? Well, brace yourself, because there's a conspiracy theory that suggests celebrity ghosts are behind it all, specifically the sneezing specter syndrome.
Oh, this is going to be terrible. The title.
The theory goes that a group of famous and mischievous spirits from the past, including legends like Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, and John Lennon, have returned as sneezing ghosts. These spectral celebrities are allegedly hiding in plain sight, waiting for their perfect moment to reveal themselves. According to believers, these celebrity ghosts have perfected the art of spectacle sneezing. Spectacle sneezing.
It's spectral.
Spectral. What did I say?
Cool. First one's go.
Like a spectre. Like a spectre. I said,
it's a spectacle ghost.
Yeah.
Spectral like sneezing. Causing a ruckus?
Yeah. Spectral sneezing. And they causing a ruckus. And they use it to communicate with the living world. Each sneeze, they say, contains secret messages, song lyrics, or even otherworldly wisdom that only the chosen few can decipher. Conspiracy this is four paragraphs. Conspiracy enthusiasts claim that the sneeze are more random than bodily reactions. They are coded messages from the great beyond, guiding us toward enlightenment or just providing us a good laugh. So the next time you hear a particularly unusual sneeze, remember, it just might be your favorite celebrities from beyond the grave trying to say bless you in their own unique way. So are you getting that's possession then?
That burp is
weird is that they were like, their first answer was, this is completely unethical. We can't do this.
And they just went into
it. You did a little edit and they were like, all right, here we go.
Wait, let me see.
They named like four by name.
Yeah. Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, and John Lennon.
Which at this point, I don't know if they got a fan base that'll come after you.
Yeah, I don't think they're right. And Presley might. Aren't they doing like a movie about the girl, yeah, Priscilla or something?
Are Elvis Presley fans really like hitting up people bars and stuff?
I would sock out of her. They're like 87.
All right, let's see the edit. Make a conspiracy theory. Take the sneezing out, all right?
What do you want it to be about?
Just I want a good conspiracy
theory.
What's the
password
theory?
I chew?
The paranormal.
Paranormal. All right. Well, that was spelled like the fruit.
She spelled it P-E-A-R.
My finger's fat. Okay.
Paranormal.
And zombies.
A ghostly fruit.
And I'm putting unicorns. And unicorns.
You and these unicorns.
A man named Ice McGowan.
Okay.
And
now we're getting somewhere.
A man named Patrick.
I could do a whole podcast with just ChatGPT bullshit.
Make it a little scary. And how many paragraphs? Three paragraphs.
Oh, you can. Three paragraphs? No, give it short and sweet. Give it to us in a.
Somebody said it's a misty smell. See? Somebody said, yeah, it doesn't stink. It's a misty smell.
A misty smell?
Yeah, that's what somebody said. Yeah.
Okay.
I've smelled some bad mist at an amusement park.
I'm going to put
I got your back. I smell the sneeze. Yeah. See?
And also, them amusement park little misters, when it's hot, those only come out when it's musty.
Hey, but you smell it.
Well, you don't smell the mist. You smell the musty.
So I made it, because it kept telling me no with conspiracy theory. So I made it tell me a short, scary story about the paranormal and zombies and unicorns and a man named Ice McGowan and a man named Patrick Cloud. Make it a little scary in two paragraphs.
Damn, filled out the paragraphs.
Somebody just retracted a message and it's...
Y'all taking back y'all words, huh?
I saw it before they did
what it.
They said conspiracy theories. Roxy's big ass hands can make Hadouken.
Who said that? Who is that? Click the picture.
I know it's super casual.
If that's you,
somebody said
head.
Overwatch out now is
that's
their
hilarious.
Name. It's the Overwatch
nah,
out
who,
now.
Who
she
is?
Said,
that's
Roxy
crazy.
Can hold a spirit bomb with one hand.
I know wow. it's him. In my soul, I know it's him.
Hadouken.
In my
damn.
Soul.
Making Hadoukens is funny.
Now shut up so I can read the scary story. Wait, can one of y'all do scary background music while I read this?
Boom. Boom.
Bum, bum.
Law and Order?
That definitely did sound like it. All cases are true.
In a remote, desolate forest.
Written by Dick Wolf.
Deep in the heart of the supernatural, Ice McGowan and Patrick Cloud find themselves facing an otherworldly confluence. Eerie whispers filled the misty air as a sudden fog rolled in, concealing strange symbols etched into the ground. As they cautiously approached, their flashlights revealed the unexpected unicorns. long believed to be creatures of light and beauty, were surrounded by an army of the undead. These weren't the benevolent beings of folklore, but creatures cursed and corrupted. The nightmarish scene sent shivers down their spines. And as the zombies closed in, Ice and Patrick knew they were in for the battle of their lives. With trembling hands and a courageous spirit, they fought against the relentless hordes. The unicorn standing guard, their horns glowing with a surreal protective power. Ice and Patrick couldn't shake the unsettling feeling that this sinister encounter had far-reaching consequences, revealing a dark underbelly to the realm of the paranormal they had never dared to imagine.
Hey, I feel like I understand ChatGPT now. Because that was like, they were like zombies.
So they didn't get to the fight, though.
No, because that's the thing. They didn't really make a story in two paragraphs. They just started a story. Yeah, like two paragraphs? Story, yeah. All right, that was our cutoff.
Yeah, that was the free trial.
We fought zombies. Yeah. There was a unicorn.
There was a... Add in a character.
Okay, at this point, you know what the story you want the story to be.
Yeah.
You're giving them what you want to hear.
Name Roxy Hayes.
Oh, you want to add yourself?
I want to be in here now. And I'm taking out the unicorns. Hold on.
Real quick. So the Overwatch Now dude said that he had the wrong account.
I knew it was super casual.
So do you have two Patreons?
We have his. Well, because I shared it in my Patreon too.
Oh.
So I shared the link.
So he had two.
So he could be on Patrick's with one Patreon and then mine on his.
He's on both.
That's cool. I'm about to say, damn, y'all really love Patch. Y'all made two accounts to double subscribe to the same content.
And then could just donate double the money to one.
And goblins.
I got it going on two computers,
give me
man.
Another account.
Something else scary.
All right, at this point, you're just writing a story.
You're writing your own story.
We're
so far away from conspiracies.
Okay, and make it a conspiracy.
No, how about this?
What's the craziest?
One line.
What's the craziest conspiracy that you've heard about yourself?
About myself?
Yeah, because, I mean, you've been in the interwebs for over a decade now. So.
The main conspiracy is that I have a boyfriend named Quantrill.
Yeah.
That's the longest running
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and you be giving him almonds?
Yeah.
Was that a roast me joke?
It was. That's how crazy and horrible my life is. It wasn't even on Roast Me. It was on a totally different show.
Great taste, right?
It was at least 7 minutes long. They just dumped into me. It
chocolate
was
covered
bad.
Almonds.
Yeah, funny. Thank you for clarifying. There's also
hilarious.
One that I take my dreads off every night and put it on a
wig.
That you got a wig?
That's a
good one.
Wig.
That's funny. One. Didn't somebody, one of your friends, think I had a wig?
Yeah, she
hey,
was
that's
like,
kind of funny.
She was like, yeah, why he be wearing that stupid ass wig? And I'm like, that is his hair?
Hey, costume afros do be looking like that a little
bit. They do.
Like,
you got a party city.
It's like party fro.
Party city
fro.
He's crazy.
Yeah, party city fro.
Yo, I think it's like my second or third time saying this, but somebody said that Patrick and I look like the evolutions of a Pokemon.
Yeah.
When you get the dreadstone.
Pikachu and Raichu is just like you skip the fro phase and went straight to the rocks. You don't know any of the afro moves.
Damn. Yeah. I will get that joke about anybody with a lot of hair. Like, I'm either the middle evolution or the first evolution.
Definitely.
I've never been the third one,
the
though.
Third,
I don't know what
the final form.
You've never been the final form.
I never look like the final
form
of anything.
Hotep.
That's funny. None of the stuff I have ever heard about myself is ever, like, funny. It's just always, I heard you was smashing this person.
That's not a fun conspiracy.
I never did.
You kill every horse you ride on. Somebody said.
Oh, in video games? I heard you be killing your horses.
That's not much of a conspiracy.
That's
He's
facts?
Like, this is true.
That's yeah, that's video evidence.
What was your conspiracy
theory? That I'd just be having sex with certain people. Like, they're like, I
that's
thought
just
you
rumor.
Was dating.
That's
yeah,
not even a conspiracy.
It's never.
That's also being a content creator. Like, any time you're on camera with somebody.
They think you're smashing.
They definitely thought I was smashing you.
They be thinking I was smashing you.
This episode's going to be like, they probably had an orgy after.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to clip.
What do you guys think this end?
They're going to put it with the swallowing in their throat.
People be like, people really think making content is like, cut.
All right, time to go. Who's up this high?
Hold on, wait, Pat, what happened? You said what?
All right, cut. All right, you guys.
She's so high.
She's like at the table.
Now you got two women
bouncing.
No, he went from one woman to two women.
He's like, no, I got to up there. And it's funny because it's literally like, cut. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks when we film again.
And be like, hey, look at the footage. Oh, yeah. All right, cool.
Bye, y'all. I'll see y'all next time we film because we don't get to hang out.
Just like, yeah, this like this. So, all right, y'all, I got to go, y'all. We show each other like a stupid video. It's like, oh, yeah, let me show you this before I leave. And then we show fucking...
Pokemon yelling, and then we leave. Can I read you the scary story?
Is it that long?
Yeah.
How about this? All that interesting stuff, give it to us in two lines.
Yeah, okay,
let's see how good they are.
Condense to two
Patrick is
sentences.
Pre-evolution?
Damn.
What?
Did you have... With the locks, you had the BDB face. You had the little
dreads.
You have to, right?
Oh, yeah, everybody.
Unless you lock it from
what
there.
Year,
right?
What year was that?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Was it rough? People say it's rough.
Part was the fro before the dreads because it was like I had like this weird Goku hair. It came up this way and then like to the side.
Yeah, texture.
So I just had a lot of stuff going on, and then my dreads at first they made me look a little dykish. I'm not gonna lie. I looked a little lesbianish. And then there's a length where it's just like, all right, this was worth it.
Where is it? Is here? Here?
No, honestly, for me, shoulder length is like you getting into deep lesbian territory.
Yeah.
Right there.
Deep lesbian territory.
Become a little.
And then I started wearing flannels. It was just all
you're doing a lot. Shit, you were doing that. Birkenstocks.
It just all happened at once.
That was for you. Okay, so it did make it two sentences. I'm gonna read
you. Maybe juicing this punctuation.
Juicing it. Make a short, scary story about the paranormal and ghosts and goblins and something else scary. And a man named Ice McGowan and a man named Patrick Cloud. Make it scary one paragraph, and then I had to go change it. Add in a fight scene, add in a character named Roxy Hayes, because I wanted to be in it, and condense to two sentences.
ChatGPT sweating like, goddamn. You want to storyline in here too.
In a decrepit mansion, shrouded in darkness, Ice McGowan and Patrick Cloud venture to uncover the paranormal. They were met by ghouls, ghosts, and malevolent goblins that clawed at their sanity. Just as the sinister entities closed in, Roxy Hayes emerged, her eyes blazing with otherworldly power, igniting a terrifying fight to banish the horrors from the earthly realm. Boom, I saved y'all. Yeah, it's crazy.
You didn't save us. It said igniting a fight.
I started the fight.
You just threw the chair. That's what you threw. You threw the chair.
I threw the hat in the air.
Yeah, you threw the hat in the air.
Why they put so much extras on your character? We were just there.
We were just there.
We just walked
out. All I said was
they
add me.
They opened with the side characters.
I just said add me.
You emerged. You had otherworldly power.
You had your eyes was on fire.
I gotta save this.
You ignited shit. We didn't do anything.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not as afraid of this taking over human jobs as much.
No.
Because
they ain't get your burger right.
Big basic.
Yeah.
Big basic energy. All right. Well, that was a cool way to take us out. Yeah.
What was the other one? We didn't even do the
your thing, because he didn't care. I'm important.
The what? Surgery
I have
one.
Eyes. The surgery thing? One? We don't need to. I'm more important.
It wasn't much of a story. It was some doctor. He was doing surgery, and he like after the wound was like open or the slit, he like stuck his fingers in and moaned.
Oh.
He was like,
That's crazy.
That's the whole story. What?
Yeah, that's wild.
I didn't really know how we would expand on that.
Yeah, that's nothing much to go.
But
I wonder, has anybody ever woken up on the table?
Yeah, there's
a bunch of stories like that.
Oh,
that's scary.
That's spooky.
I mean, that's wild thing to see when you wake up.
Yeah.
You wake
your
up and you see somebody fingering your torso.
No, I'm beating your ass. I'm beating your ass.
Just getting my kidney removed. What are you doing?
He's just over there fingering me like this.
What was sad about that is he probably just had a coworker who he thought he was cool with and was just like, hey yo.
That's a crazy way to tell somebody you're not a doctor no more. How did you lose your license? Like, I was out here fingering torsos.
Very.
I'm an inappropriate surgeon. I think it was caught on camera or something, but
that's crazy. You got caught in 4K fingering somebody's slit.
Slit.
It's crazy. So yeah, that's why I want to be awake for all my surgeries.
Really? Yeah. You want your surgery live stream?
I'm just gonna be looking at it. Yeah. Yeah, tell me what's happening on Twitch. You wake up and be like, you won't believe what he did to your face. We couldn't even do anything. We couldn't even help you out.
We had no idea where your location was.
All right, guys, this has been an unhinged episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I would like to thank my guests. Ooh, I should call you by your names. What was it?
Roxy Reaper. Frosty Fear
and
Maker.
Frosty Fear Maker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for pulling up to the pumpkin patch. Oh,
the pumpkin patch.
I got a little show name too.
Yeah. That's cute.
This was worth it.
Yeah. All right. All of this.
You guys have anything coming out that you guys want to shout out?
Yes. So I'm actually releasing a new EP within the next couple of months. It's called Never Knows Best. It is a nerdcore EP, so it's like all anime related stuff. So I'm dropping singles for the next couple months. Check them out. The first one I'm dropping is like Toonami inspired. So you can listen to that anywhere you listen to music.
Toonami.
Except for Tidal. I'm not on Tidal. And then
you got beef with Jay-Z?
Shut up. I got a couple podcasts. One is How to Nerd with Hippie Goals. So check that out. Nice. And then what else am I doing? I just be doing stuff. So just follow me on your social media. It's all Roxy Hayes, RoxyHaz.
Sweet.
Yeah, Fear Ice McGowan. Fear Maker out here. Ice McGowan on everything. I have a show with my dog who actually works on this podcast, Keenan Baker. Him and I have a show called Bonfire Stories. I don't know when does this come out?
Thursday.
So by that time, we'll have two episodes up, and it's myself and Keenan's episode on there too. If you don't follow me on social media, follow me ASAP. I got a lot of content dropping real soon on everything. So Ice McGowan on everything, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Hell yeah. And for everybody that has made it this far in the episode, sign up for my Patreon too. I'm doing stuff again. Yeah. I'm out here doing exclusive streams, exclusive podcasts. That's Patreon at Patrick Cloud, and I'm streaming all scary stuff on my Twitch all month. But again, this has been Damn Internet, You Scary. Thank you to what?
I'm sorry, one I left
more?
This out.
Oh, yeah,
because they reminded me. Thank y'all for reminding me, which I definitely need to say. I have a show with To Hear More called Down in the DMs, and new episodes will be coming out in the next few weeks. So
I'm on one of those episodes too.
You are on mm-hmm. one of the episodes.
Never invited me.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be next.
Yeah. That's okay.
You was busy. You be out of town running around.
Yeah. When I have a weekly show with To Hear, I'm also a very stupid guest to have on another show because it's like we have both of your audience.
We know you're reaching anybody.
Oh, and Halloween game night. If you are in the LA area, we are doing a Halloween event on October 29th. We having costumes, drinking games, Twister, you know, the like. But happy today, you guys. We'll see you next week.